I'm Steve Mork. This is WILL and All Things Considered. There's a bit of severe weather in the area, so we thought we'd bring in meteorologist Andrew Pritchard to give us an update of what's going on and what he's seeing. Andrew, you're out in Sangamon County, right?
That's correct, Steve. I am. I'm in Sangamon County on a storm that has a tornado warning on it right now. Just produced a significant tornado near the communities of Farmersville and Divernon, which I know is just a little bit west of the WILL severe weather coverage area, but those are storms that are making their way into central Illinois as we head deeper into the evening.
And I saw that we have a tornado warning in effect until 6:15 for Ford and Iroquois counties, which is north of where we're at in Urbana. Are those storms that were in Springfield going to hit Urbana? Are they going to break up before they get here, or is it going to be a rough night?
It looks like the trend is increasing towards these storms making their way into the Champaign-Urbana area. The tornado threat is expected to kind of fade as we head a little bit deeper into the evening, as these storms kind of congeal into one solid line. You transition to more of a wind damage threat there. You can still get isolated, brief tornado spin-ups on the leading edge. But as we progress deeper into the evening, we're getting more and more storms developing, and they're continuing to hold their intensity here as they make their way across the area. So I wouldn't be shocked if it'll be a couple of hours here, but in the Champaign-Urbana area, certainly after 7 p.m., we may start getting darkening skies to the west and seeing some of these severe thunderstorm warnings perhaps popping up in the area.
And what's the tornado look like that was out in Divernon? Will it hit Springfield, or is it staying out of that main city area?
So the tornado that I documented by Divernon has lifted at this point. The storm is continuing. There is some weak broad rotation on the radar there, so we're continuing to stay with the storm. Right now it's very rainy. Everything's really kind of hidden in a rainy grunge, but I'm starting to get a new wall cloud developing over the road to my west. But to circle back to the tornado, this was a large tornado that developed very quickly. The storms have been kind of messy and rainy looking, so getting views of them has been kind of difficult, but we got back into position, saw the wall cloud ramping up, and there was a little brief touchdown. So we stopped and started watching it, and then within maybe 20 or 30 seconds, this was a significant tornado. So the wind shear is very high here in southwestern Illinois over towards Sangamon County. So these storms have been able to rotate quite easily. The wind shear begins to, again, decrease as you head off toward the east. So the tornado threat not going to be non-existent back in the Champaign-Urbana area. Certainly, I don't mean to say that we won't have any tornado activities or any tornado warnings being issued as this line makes its way in, but the tornado threat's probably peaking right about now over in the Springfield area before we transition to a more widespread wind damage threat into the rest of the evening.
And if people want to see that picture, it is on our Illinois Newsroom Facebook and Twitter pages. Search Illinois Newsroom on Facebook and Illinois Newsroom on Twitter. Andrew, thanks for joining me here. Again, it's 84 degrees outside right now in Champaign-Urbana. Tornado warning is in effect until 6:15 for Ford and Iroquois counties. That tornado watch is still in effect, too, for McLean, DeWitt, Macon, Pitt, and Moultrie counties and until 9 o'clock in the listening area of WILL. Andrew, stay safe out there and keep us informed if anything else pops up.
Will do. I would say if anyone is listening in that Sangamon County area, there is a wall cloud reorganizing on that storm. So do take that tornado warning seriously.
Again, you should take every tornado warning seriously. So there's a tornado warning in effect until 6:15 for Ford and Iroquois counties. Thank you, Andrew, for joining us. If we hear anything else, I'm sure we'll connect back.
Will do.
This is All Things Considered.